there's a lot of comments now about the egg video and the 5G and what's really going on. So let me tell you the overarching. If you listen to this, you'll understand everything. So you got the natural realm versus the spirit realm, right? Now in the natural realm, things have to be divided. Coca-Cola versus Pepsi. Face-to-face, you know, male and female. You need a male and you need a female to birth in a baby, right? You need competition. You need competition like Coca-Cola and Pepsi to birth in a product at a good price. The Bible says, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. What is that? One faith, one Lord, one baptism. One, and one. In the spirit realm, everything is oneness. In the natural realm, Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. What does he mean? He means division to birth. You got cells that divide to birth. You have to have face-to-face, opposite division to push out the baby or the football or the concept or anything. You got a left brain and a right brain to push out concepts. You got a logical side and an emotional side, but you got to balance the two. You've got to have face-to-face opposition to get stronger, to birth. That's what's going on in this reality. So there'll never be oneness in the natural. There can only be oneness in the spiritual. That's why the Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself. No man ever hated his own flesh, you know, because she's one with him in the spirit. It says, wives, obey your husbands, you know. So she's one with him, he's one with her in the spirit. But in the natural, there's order in the home, the head and the body. There's got to be order, and there's got to be separate roles, separate division. If you look at the root word of this reality, is divide. Whether it's a job or corporation, whatever. You have a boss and employees. Every employee has their own role to do. Division. Separation. When you look at a 2x4 and a piece of sheetrock, they look separate. They're different. But they actually came from the same root, didn't they? But in the spirit realm, they both have the same spiritual truths encoded in them. The Bible says, let not a woman teacher take authority over the man. But if you talk to a woman long enough, you can learn from a woman just like you can from a man. You can learn from, I learned from a lot of great preachers, but online, I've learned from women talking to them by phone, by email, by text, whatever. I learned from these women. Does that mean that nullified the let not a woman teach? No, it was just face-to-face or interface communication. So iron sharpening iron, because if you're talking to a woman who's spirit-filled, she's going to teach you whether you like it or not. And if a woman's talking to a man spirit-filled, he's going to teach her whether she likes it or not. And sometimes it's easier to learn from men have the pride war going on, you know, the ego thing about, you know, men don't like to admit they learn, you know, it's a lot, it's crazy stuff. And I guess women have the war with each other going on too. But deep down, we all learn from each other. Doesn't matter who it is. You learn from a child. You know? I'm over here getting some food, but let me finish. This is important. So in the natural realm, you have to have division to birth in the spirit realm. In other words, a man and woman come together, right? And they push out a baby. Now, the baby's a copy of them. But if you notice, during that raising that child, the man and the woman, they're facing off with each other, and they disagree on how to raise that child in some ways, and money and everything else. Face-to-face cutting. Sometimes the man's spending too much money on toys, or the woman's not keeping the house in order, or whatever. And she says, well, you're not loving me as Christ loved the church. And he says, well, you're not submitting, you're not obeying me as the church obeys Christ. Well, I would obey you if you would love me. He says, well, I would love you if you obeyed me. You know, back and forth, stupid stuff like that. But that's almost every home, probably. They might not say it exactly like that, but that's what they mean. Well, I would wash dishes if you would appreciate me. Well, I would help you wash dishes if you would respect me, or something like that. You know, stupid stuff, childish stuff. Why is it happening, though? Because it's the flesh cutting the flesh, cutting out the flesh. So in the natural, you have to have that division that cuts, the flesh cutting the flesh. In the spirit, you have iron sharpening iron. So I've had some good conversations over the years, 5-10 years, with a bunch of saved women online, about 5 of them. I really learned a lot from. One or two of them cut me pretty bad. But it made me a better person, you know. One or two or three of them cut me pretty bad, but it made me a better person. Yeah, probably about, let's see. Maybe about 4 of them cut me pretty bad. But at the same time, that's what the process is about. In the natural, you're being cut. The flesh is being cut to birth in the spirit. Opposition, O-P-P-O, is face-to-face birthing. O is the womb, P is the seed. Face-to-face birthing, interface. F-A-C-E is F, one. You come from the same source, but the letter F is 6, which is man's number. So down here in the natural, there's divisions. There's got to be division. Coke and Pepsi, McDonald's, Burger King. Male and female, up and down, left and right. You got to have the face-to-face interaction, interface, to push out the baby, to push you higher. And then you get to a point in your studies where you're looking around, and you can actually see that the earth plane can be your interface, when you can look at the objects, because the objects are hitting your eye gate, your ear gate, and those things can birth in. And then you see, you know, somebody says, well, the Bible's what grows it. Yeah, the Bible is, but everything in front of you is a derivative from the Word. So you're in the Bible, you're looking at the Bible, it's in 2D, it's in 3D, it's in 5D. So you can actually look at the object lessons. I can look over here at this blue trash can or this brown trash can and learn the holographic truth by these object lessons. When you get married, it's more than just a man and woman making a baby. It's actually, they're making a copy. I mean, for this cause shall man leave mother and father, cleave his wife, the two shall be one. He's actually looking at himself. He's actually, she and he become one. That's why the physical turns into like eating, you know. Eating's just a routine, sleep, eat. So the man and woman get married, and the sex becomes routine. That's why they say, that's why you hear people say the grass is not greener on the other side, because everything eventually becomes routine, no matter what it is. Job, career, down here it becomes monotonous. It becomes routine. And so what's happening here is you've got a natural realm that everybody in the new age part of it, they're trying to turn the you got the New Age crowd trying to take the natural realm and make it spiritual, and they're trying to make everything one, you know. We are the trees, or the man and the woman's the same, but, or you are, you and the birds, kill the babies and hug a tree, stuff like that. They're trying to make everything one in the natural when everything in the natural is divided for a reason. The only oneness is in the spirit, and you must be born again. And so when the woman, when the rapture takes place and the man and the woman go to heaven, the woman gets changed. And Jesus says there's no marrying or giving in marriage in heaven because we're all like angels. So there's no male and female in heaven, but Jesus, you know, we say God the Father, yes, it's the typology is there. But it's like the angels. There's no women in heaven, and there's no baby angels in heaven. There's no babies in heaven. They're grown. If a baby dies, it's boom. It's a grown creature. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. When we see him, we'll be like him. Well, so when Jesus appeared, he appeared as a man. There's a reason. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit is the seed of the Word in you. Your flesh body, compared to the spirit realm, is weak, and the woman's the weaker vessel. So the flesh is weak. So what happens is, down here, the man needs a helpmeet to make it down here. Helpmeet suitable. What does that mean? Helpmeet suitable. Well, you put a suit, you know, when you look at a corporation, they all wear the same suit. You put a suit of clothes on, suit to follow after, to be agreeable in unity. But it has to be unity in the spirit and the natural. There's going to be differences in the natural because that's just the way this thing works. Everybody has their little idiosyncrasies. Everybody has their view, and it feels like sometimes the other person's the enemy when it's just a different perspective. That's all. Long story short, the New Age people, I'm trying to explain, the New Age people are trying to take the natural that has division encoded in it and try to make the natural spiritual without the transformation process. But you can't make the natural spiritual. You can't change a woman into a man into a woman and expect it to be normal. It's not. The types and shadows and antitypes are there for a reason. The reason you have a sheetrock, a 2x4 and plumbing, electrical, is you got to make a house with many parts. But in the spirit of the matter, it's all one in the spirit realm from the same source, which is Jesus spoke it all into existence.